Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight magazine for women. And People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote and celebrate women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Our show today is brought to you by our official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about five things you should know about immigration law. My guest today is a native of Nigeria. Her Atlanta, Georgia law firm specializes in immigration law, and her clients come from all over the United States. She is a law graduate of both the University of Georgia and the University of Nigeria. In 1991, she was admitted to the Nigerian bar, and in 2000, she was admitted to the Georgia bar. She is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. We are honored to have on the phone today a woman who is one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know network of first-class business professionals, Attorney Uzo Akpele. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Spark Plug.
How are you today?
I'm not bad, and you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Are you ready to talk about immigration law?
Sure, Spark Plug.
All right. Well, let's do it then, okay?
Okay.
Tell us, Attorney, why do so many people want to come to the U.S., and why are there so many undocumented persons and workers here?
People want to come to the U.S. because it's a good place to be. It's that simple. Our country has always been welcoming to immigrants, and the fresh brains, the fresh blood that comes here has powered our industries. And really, I always tell people immigration is the greatest compliment that anyone can pay to your country. So I think they want to come to the U.S. because it's a good place to be. Really, it is.
All right. Well, what opportunities are there for business people under the framework of immigration law?
Business people can come to the U.S. They could have a temporary work visa that allows them to live and work in the U.S., and they could also be admitted to permanent residence to get a green card based on their having secured a job in the U.S. So there's two ways people can come to the U.S. Business people can come to the U.S. via work for temporary work visas or via permanent resident application once it's been approved.
Well, let's talk a little bit about permanent residence not being permanent. What could cause a person to lose permanent residence?
The biggest thing that causes people to lose permanent residence is committing a crime. There are certain classes of crimes. You commit those crimes and you could lose your permanent residence. They are classed into aggravated felonies or crimes involving moral turpitude. Those both categories are ever increasing. Since the 1996 laws were changed, the categories of aggravated felonies has increased a lot, and the definitions of both aggravated felonies and crimes involving moral turpitude, they're both just out there. They're not very, they're amorphous, not very clear, and the categories the components of each category are being increased. Just because a crime is classed a felony normally under state law doesn't mean it's an aggravated felony. Also, under state law, a crime that is classed as a misdemeanor may be classed as an aggravated felony under our immigration laws. So something simple sometimes, something supposedly simple sometimes could cost one his permanent residence. Same thing with crimes involving moral turpitude. I'll give you an example, and this is a live example from my practice. There was this gentleman who in New York, he jumps the turnstile at the metro. He just didn't want to pay $1.50. He got caught, and he pled guilty to what he supposed was a simple thing in city court. And what do you know? Some years later, it came back to bite him. That act of jumping the turnstile, failing to pay $1.50, was classed as a crime involving moral turpitude, and there he was, just about to lose his green card.
Now, how important is that green card?
The green card is very important. For people who are not born in the United States, that guarantees them permanent stay in the U.S., so long as they're keeping to the rules. After you've had your green card for a while, you're now entitled to apply to naturalize and become a U.S. citizen. Your green card, once you have a green card, you can do most things a U.S. citizen can do. The only things you can't do is that you cannot vote or register to vote. But other than that, you're welcome. You can do whatever in the U.S. You can take up certain government jobs and you pay your taxes. After a little while, after about 5 years, you've paid into the system, you're able to apply for benefits, Social Security benefits. But that's after 5 years. You don't just get your green card and you're already entitled. You earn the right to be entitled to benefits. But the most important thing is that it leads you, puts you on the path to acquiring U.S. citizenship. For those of us who were not born here in the U.S.
Well, let's talk a little bit about legal status. Having legal status to live in the U.S. can easily change. What could cause a person to lose legal status, and how can it be regained?
You could lose your legal status just by overstaying the time you were allowed to stay. That's the simplest part, the easiest way to lose one's status. For instance, one who comes into the U.S. as a tourist, when you're coming into the U.S., you notice you're on the airplane, you're given a little white card to fill out. And when you pass through immigration and customs, you are the immigration officer endorses something. He tells you how long you're allowed to stay. Generally, it's up to a maximum. You're given a maximum of about 6 months stay. Once you come in, within the time you've come in and the date endorsed on your little I-94 card, it's a little white card, you're free. You can do whatever that pertains to tourism. You're not allowed to work. On the day after the expiration of the date on the little I-94 card, you're out of status. So, what am I saying? You come into the U.S., you're allowed to stay for maybe a month. A day after your authorized stay, you're out of status. Now, you can gain back your status depending on the manner you entered and other things that could happen in your life. Sometimes you're able to go from one change from one status to another. If you lose status sometimes, in certain circumstances, you might actually still be able to acquire permanent residence. So you see people go through that spectrum. You come in maybe as a non-immigrant. You could lose your status sometimes. Sometimes people are able to maintain their status. And then eventually you may even transition into permanent residence. Although at some point in time you may have lost your status as a non-immigrant visitor. For instance, the person I just talked about who came in as a tourist. Well, maybe your visa, your I-94 stay elapsed. You didn't leave, and I've seen it happen. People kind of just remain under the radar for a long while. Sometimes this person may even meet a U.S. citizen. And you fall in love, you get married, and your U.S. citizen petitions for you to have a green card. If that petition is approved, this person who came in as a tourist, exceeded his authorized stay, might still be able to apply and obtain a green card. And when you get your green card, you're back in status. So you can have status, lose status, gain it back. And this is just one simple example. There are other little permutations and combinations to this whole issue of having status, losing status, regaining it.
Well, Attorney Akpeli, is there immigration relief for undocumented victims of crime and certain other persons who have been abused while in this country?
Yes, very important. There is. And these days, it helps a lot of people because in these days of aridity in the areas of the immigration law, and by aridity, I mean there's really no benefits going on. People who are undocumented, they suffer. Sometimes they're victims of certain crimes. There is something called the U visa. That U visa is specially made for undocumented persons who have become victims of certain types of crimes if you look at those crimes, they're particularly serious crimes: murder, manslaughter, burglary, robbery, violent things, things that cause violence, trafficking in persons. When somebody has been a victim of this crime and that person cooperates with the law enforcement in the investigation and prosecution of the crime, law enforcement can issue a certification to the Department of Homeland Security saying this person cooperated with us while we were investigating this case, prosecuting this case. And once the certification is obtained, the person can apply for a U visa. And there's other requirements like showing the extreme, maybe mental torture one experienced as a result of being a victim, a crime victim. If things are done right, you apply to the Department of Homeland Security, you're actually able to get a U visa, which entitles you to live and work in the U.S. for a period of 4 years. It is renewable. Also, getting the U visa puts you on the path to permanent residence. After you've had your U visa for about 3 years, you may apply to become adjust status and become a permanent resident. And there again, you see how the path leads you towards citizenship. And after you've had your permanent residence for 5 years, you can apply to become a U.S. citizen. So again, you can see somebody who has been undocumented, been a victim of a crime, then you gain temporary residence, then you gain permanent residence, and then you are even able to apply to be a U.S. citizen. That's one kind of a relief for victims of crimes who are also undocumented persons. There's also a category under the Violence Against Women's Act, VAWA. And in one of its permutations, a person who has been married to a U.S. citizen or a U.S. permanent resident, such person who is a foreign-born person and who has been subjected to extreme mental torture or physical beatings, physical maltreatment by the spouse, may self-petition, because regularly your spouse is meant to self-petition for you, so you can get your spouse is meant to petition for you so that you can get permanent residence. But if your spouse hasn't petitioned for you or has petitioned for you, but there's just this extreme wickedness, so to speak, in your marriage, you may actually turn around and self-petition. And by that self-petition, you push aside the husband's petition, the abusive husband or wife's petition. You push it aside and go ahead. Get it. If your self-petition is approved, then you now go ahead and apply for a green card. And this VAWA petition, it's really good. In my practice, I've seen it help people go from just being hopeless and undocumented spouses. And you know, there's something that domestic abuse does to a person.
I tell you what, we're running out of time, and I want our listeners to know how you can be reached.
Oh, I'm here. I'm right there at my office. It's on Lenox Road here in Atlanta, Georgia, 3355 Lenox Road. And my phone number is 404-250-3295. I help everybody, especially in the area of immigration law. Doesn't matter what part of the U.S. you are in or really in the world, you call in that number, we take your information, and we are always happy to help. We treat your case like we would like ours treated.
Beautiful. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us very briefly, why did you decide to advertise your law practice in People You Need to Know magazine?
Well, let me say that I saw the magazine. It has a real nice, pleasant look to it. And I looked, there was one of my friends who had an ad in it. And I figured, well, if this gentleman has an ad, if this magazine is good enough for this gentleman, then I think it must be good enough for me. So I called up your organization, Spark Plug, and I've loved the reception I've had from you. The welcome has been beautiful, and I'm really happy to be part of the network.
Well, great. Well, Attorney Uzo Akpeli, owner of the law office of Uzo Akpeli, located in Atlanta, Georgia, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
It's my pleasure, Spark Plug.
All right. Well, so until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.